الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه رجس أو فسقا أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم My dear respected brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ فَرَائِضُ فَلَا تُضَيِّعُوهَا That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated certain fara'id, obligatory, فَلَا تُضَيِّعُوهَا So do not destroy them. وَحَدَّ حُدُودًا فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined boundaries, so do not transgress those boundaries. وَحَرَّمَ أَشْيَاءَ فَلَا تَنْتَحِكُوهَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited certain things, so do not violate them. And my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained all that in the Quran and through the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the fara'id has been mentioned, the haram has been mentioned. وَسَكَتَ عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ رَحْمَةً لَكُمْ غَيْرَ نِسْيَانٍ فَلَا تَبْحَثُوهَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has remained quiet about certain things out of mercy for you, not because He has forgotten what it is. فَلَا تَبْحَثُوهَا So do not investigate those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated what is haram and has clearly mentioned what is right and what we have to do. So we do what we are supposed to be doing and we refrain from those things which we are not supposed to be doing. But the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned anything about, He has left it permissible for us. رَحْمَةً لَكُمْ It is mercy. غَيْرَ نِسْيَانٍ Not because He has forgotten to tell us that is it haram or is it halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator. He is not weak like us. We are weak. خُلِغَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا We tend to forget because of the nature. And it is our tendency. We have this propensity of forgetting. Again, it is for the betterment. And it is for our good. Obviously, we have to combat that by reminding each other, by reminding about the good things, so we don't forget, by learning those things that we have learned already. وَذَكِّرْ That is why the Quran says that remind each other. Why? فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ That reminding each other benefits the believers. This is why a person who does not recite the Quran, although he has learned how to recite the Quran, if he does not do it frequently, make it a habit, then he forgets the Quran. He forgets the Quran. Ta'ahadul Quran. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that frequently take care and look after the Quran. Why? If you do not do so, then the Quran will leave you faster than the camel leaves the post that it was tied to. It will leave you faster than that. But due to the fact that we have this propensity of forgetting, we have this tendency of forgetting, it has good effects. For example, if a calamity was to befall us, or if our nearest and dearest were to leave this world, and we are constantly remembering it, and we did not forget it, then that person would not remain sane. He would become insane. That person, faculty will not be intact anymore. So imagine if we were constantly remembering what had happened to us, constantly having in front of us that this and this has happened, and we don't let go of it. What happens to the person? Examples after examples we see. Again, those examples are for us to remind ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously created for a reason, and it has benefits. But the negativity has to be also tackled. And that is to reminding of the good thing, reminding ourselves of those things that we have to do, and from those things that we are supposed to stay away from. So إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ فَرَائِضٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain things فَرْضٍ فَلَا تَضَيِّعُوهَا. So we do not destroy those fara'id. We do not let go of those fara'id. We have to make sure that we implement all those fara'id. And how do we do that? Is that we learn about those fara'id. فَرَضُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. That to seek the knowledge of deed is a fard upon every Muslim, male or female. A person has to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered him to do. He has to go and learn that. Hazrat Jibreel is not going to come and tell him what is right and wrong. No one's going to come and tell him in the dream and say, oh, this is right and wrong. He has to go out and seek that knowledge. A person has to strive. And this is why if we go look into the lives of our pious predecessors, how they travel far and wide to learn the knowledge of deen. How they struggled in acquiring the knowledge of deen. What effort and what troubles they had to go through, and what sacrifice they had made to acquire the knowledge of deen. Only going, you need to just to study the biographies of the muhaddithin and the faqih and the fuqahas. If you read their biographies, read the muhaddithin and the jurists, their life, how they acquired this knowledge, then we can then only then appreciate and understand why they had become so great. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted them. Why that they are so revered within the Muslim Ummah, especially those who are acquainted with their work. Why? It is because they had made that effort in acquiring this knowledge. But today, How many of us know the basic knowledge? How many of us know what nullifies our salah and what does not nullify our salah? How many of us know what negates the fasting and what not negates the fasting? How many of us know that certain things, if happened, then the wudu is broken? Many people come and they ask questions. The Imam says, if this happens, is the wudu broken? Such basic knowledge is missing from the lives of the Muslim Ummah. They hear things and they assume that this is correct. Yet they do not even try or bother to find out, is it right or wrong? How many times people have come to me and said, "Oh Imam Sam, I changed my clothes and a little bit more satr was shown. Is my wuzu broken or not? Is my wuzu broken or not?" Such a simple mas'ala. Yet many people do not know. This is how degenerated we have. This is how down we have gone in terms of deen. In terms of deen, how down we have gone. How many of us know how to recite Surah Fatiha? Yet we all know, if not all, the majority of us know, that to recite Surah Fatiha in Salah is an obligatory act. It is compulsory. And to recite it properly is also compulsory. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To recite the Quran correctly, with its correct pronunciation, is a farb. Yet how many of us actually go and strive to even correct our salah, correct our qira'ah? It is said, the ulama have said, that if a person knows that his qira'ah is not correct, yet he does not strive to correct that qira'ah, then his salat will not be accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, for the last 50 years, we have performed our salah, yet in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a single salah is being accepted. Yet, we think that we have done so much good, we are so pious. Yet in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has nothing. But how is the scale of his good deeds going to outweigh the scale of his bad deeds? And on that final day, on the day of judgment, if the scale of the good deeds does not outweigh the scale of bad deeds, then he is doomed. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَةٌ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ. The Quran clearly states that فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. So whosoever scale, the scale of the good deeds is weighty, outweighs the scale of bad deeds, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ, that he will have a life which is full of bliss and happiness. He will be happy with such life. But on the other hand, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, whosoever's scale is light and is not weighty on that day, and the bad deeds become more weighty on that day, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ, then his final destination is هَاوِيَةٌ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَةٌ, do you know what that is? نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ, such fire which will be eating, the flames will be eating each other. That the flames will be eating each other. That's how severe that fire will be on the day of judgment. My dear respected brothers and elders, we have no a'mal to weigh because none of our salah has been accepted. We have no fasting because our fasting has not been accepted. We did Hajj and Umrah so many times, yet our Hajj and Umrah is not accepted. Why? It's because we have not learned the masail that which are needed for our salah to be correct. Those masail that are needed for our roza and fasting to be accepted. The masail regarding Hajj, we have not learned, so our Hajj is not accepted. The masail regarding our salah, we have not learned, so that our salah is not accepted. The masail regarding our tahara and our cleanliness is not there, hence our cleanliness is not there. My dear respected brothers and elders, the list goes on and on. At-tahur miftahu salah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the cleanliness is the key to the salah. وَالصَّلَاةُ مِفْتَاحُ الْجَنَّةِ And the salah is the key to Jannah. But if we do not have the key for the salah, then how are we going to enter into Jannah? My dear respected brothers and elders, we're making so much preparation for this short life that we are living here. Although we know it is not guaranteed how long we're going to live. Although we know that we are one day going to leave this world and going to go into the life of the hereafter. And although we know that the life of the hereafter will be never ending. And that is the true place where we are all destined for. That is the place that we will never return from. And that is the place where if we get success, that success forever and ever. And if we get failure, then that failure is forever and ever. How much preparation we are making for that? How much preparation we are making for that? How much we are hankering after the dunya? How much do we sacrifice our akhirah for the sake of dunya? من أحب دنياه أضر بآخرته ومن أحب دنيا ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنياه فآثر ما أبقاه على ما أفناه. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever, من أحب دنياه أضر بآخرته, whosoever loves the dunya, definitely he will have to make some sacrifice in his akhirah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَتَهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَاهُ Whosoever loves the akhirah, loves their life hereafter, then obviously he will have to make sacrifice in his dunya. فَآثِرْ مَا أَبْقَاهُ عَلَى مَا أَفْنَاهُ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so make preference of that thing which is everlasting over that thing which will finish one day. So my dear respected brothers and elders, the choice is ours. Do we take something which is going to last forever and ever? Or do we take something which will finish today or tomorrow? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.